paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
720 WGN. Thanks for joining us. Hey, Charlie Jeffers is with us. Charlie, they identify you and everything I've read about you as a teen, and some people like to use the word student or young adult, but how do you describe yourself? How old are you, Charlie?
Hi, I'm 17.
Man.
I just, you know.
When did you start this organization? How old were you?
So I started it in 2020, so I was 14 at the time. And it's just been kind of, you know, it's been kind of building since then.
It literally.
And
yeah. Charlie Jeffers has an organization called Pass the Bricks. You can check it out at passthebricks.org. And it came about because you love Legos, right?
Yep. I mean, I've been playing with Legos since I was, you know, 4 or 5. And I just kind of eventually realized that, I mean, Legos are, you know, there's such a useful tool for play and for childhood development. And a lot of people aren't, you know, able to have access to them. And on the other hand, there's a lot of people who just kind of throw their old ones out or don't use them anymore. So
right.
I had this idea of kind of, you know, repurposing, you know, used bricks and creating, in a way, these new sets for people who normally wouldn't have access to them.
And the thing is, Charlie, that's a beautiful gesture, and I love that Pass the Bricks is becoming more and more successful by the day, but Legos are expensive, and you feel like you pay $50-$60 for some of these sets, and, you know, your kids put it together, and then they fall apart, and the pieces are all over, and old people like me yell because we step on them, and it hurts our foot. So you came up with this idea, you followed through, and how many kids have you helped? How many Lego sets have you distributed?
We've delivered a little over 3,000 sets so far.
Can you imagine how much you've saved from the landfills?
Oh, I mean, I think probably around 1,000 pounds of bricks.
That's amazing. That is amazing. And so are you able to create new sets out of them? Do you give them instructions or do you just let their imagination take over and create what they see with those bricks?
A bit of both. We mostly just create new sets with, you know, instructions and all that. They're all pretty small, you know, roughly in the kind of 20 to 40, 50 pieces range.
So it gives a start for younger kids.
Yeah, I mean, they're for the most part geared for young kids, but we also just sometimes we get donations of full sets, and so sometimes we donate that, and those sets are sometimes way bigger. Like, we got a donation for a Lego car that was like 900 pieces. So I mean, it, you know, it depends, but usually when we're building from just kind of, you know, assorted bricks, they're usually kind of, you know, 20 to 40 pieces.
And are you encouraging people to follow your path and start a Pass the Bricks program in their own city, whether that's somebody listening in anywhere in Illinois or Wisconsin or the Midwest or anywhere, or what do you suggest people do?
I mean, if either donating or if you want to start your own kind of local Pass the Bricks, I mean, either are amazing. And we've gotten emails and interests of starting in a lot of different cities as well as other countries, which is super cool. And so that's been really cool. But I mean, either donating or a local, you know, thing, either is amazing.
Charlie Jeffers is 17 years old. He started an organization called passthebricks.org. That's where you can go check it out. It was all out of his love for Legos, and he actually takes Lego sets. I would imagine you clean them, you sanitize them, you divide them, separate them, create a new set, and then give it to kids who would otherwise never probably have the opportunity to build with a Lego set. So what's your favorite, since you're a Lego guy, your favorite Lego set that you've put together of all time? How big was it? How many pieces?
I think one of my favorites has to be one of the Lego flower sets. I think just it's so just like creative in the way that they use pieces to make such a like nice looking set. Now it's probably, I want to say 600-700 pieces. But you know, I mean, I just love doing it. I think it's just such a fun thing.
Well, I wanted to focus on some good news today. We're so close to Christmas, and this is the holiday season. And I think that you are such a great inspiration, not just for kids, but for adults. And I would encourage that if there are adults listening, to not, you know, to not squash your kids' dreams. I'm imagining somebody in your family had to be very supportive and help you because you were a young teenager when you started this organization.
Yeah.
Who was that?
I mean, my dad and my mom have both been super supportive. And so, you know, I can't thank them enough. Yeah.
Well, that's very cool. I'm glad you've helped out over 3,000 kids, and I encourage people to go to passthebricks.org. And Charlie, I'll continue to watch to see what else you create when it comes to creating goodwill in your community and throughout the nation and the world. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Passthebricks.org if you want to check it out.